Would you all please join me in a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's a little challenging.
We don't have a COC meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think we did, but.
But we can switch it up, I guess, if you guys want to, and then for the 21st, because we have those things being continued.
Yeah.
Can change that.
Does it have to be?
Does it have to be noticed? Does it have to be posted?
CRC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we can't. So we can just do everything else under other.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I'm gonna, okay, so we're gonna rescind during the CRC meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Make a motion to rescind the RRC meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Oh, second.
All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to reopen the planning board meeting of October 7th, 2020. At 8:38. We'll go through the roll call just to make sure that we're still here. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Rob? Okay, so we've reopened the meeting. Other business, I'd like to discuss the proposed draft warrant articles. I don't know, there it is. And I'm going to kind of do a little bit different. Matt Cobb from the Agriculture Commission is here. He had sent an email to me asking me whether we were going to do anything that was agricultural commission related. And I said, yes, we were discussing bringing back the regulation or amendment for changing small scale part-time and adding accessory use for the small agricultural operations. One of the things that we talked in there is about what we could do in that, or what the Ag Commission might take a look at and where their issue was. And I think we'll be able to come up with something that's going to be reasonable based on what actually did pass last year. So, Matt, you want to?
Yeah. Well, you know, the one part of the four that we had last year that didn't pass was the change in small scale part-time to accessory, and then putting in the exclusion under 2 acres for beef poultry or beef, equine, and porcine. Okay. Obviously, I have no way to scientifically say what part of that people objected to, but at least based on the conversations that I have had or that have come my way, I think, unfortunately, a lot of the objection was to that exclusion for the three larger species on the smaller lots. I know that there was, even within the Agriculture Commission, that was not unanimously favored, and I know in the discussions with you folks that wasn't unanimously favored. What the Agriculture Commission would ask is it worth putting that back out there with that exclusion out, but with the change to accessory use rather than the small scale part-time, which at least makes it, I think, better defined, because the small scale part-time really doesn't have any definition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas accessory use, as you explained it last year, does at least have a clearer definition, and it's clearer for a code officer and so forth to interpret that. So that was the thinking that the Agriculture Commission had and sent me here with.
my thought process on this, and I did share it with Matt, was because of the other three that did pass, and especially the one that said that now everything has to be done in accordance with the best management practices from the state, would we consider that to be the protection for, I don't want to say violators, but people who are not doing what they should be doing, that the code enforcement officer does have something that he can refer to in that, and even with the under 2 acres, that it's still going to give us the backup and the background needed to make sure that if someone was not doing something or they were creating a nuisance to their neighbors, then there's something that could be used to say, like, hey, in order to do this, you've got to follow these best management practices. So that's the decision or the discussion that I wanted to have with the board to see if we wanted to remove that last section of with the exception of operations under 2 acres for horse, bovine, and swine. So looking for your thoughts on that.
Rudy, I'd be in favor of removing it.
I thought you might, Mark.
I won't take what I would think.
Mr. Quarterly.
By the way, did you get your pig yet?
You don't have to answer that.
They canceled the fair this year, so I can't go catch them.
I know, huh?
I can get you one cheap if you want one. A lot of people ordered them this spring, and they don't know what they're going to do with them now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people who've never done pigs before bought them and had no idea you needed a slaughterhouse appointment. That's a complication, right?
Yeah. Or you got to know somebody who knows how to do it. Yeah.
Right. So, thoughts on that? Take silence.
I also got to make the motor thing.
Okay. We don't really need a motion on it or anything, but it was just a matter of if everybody agrees, we'll just delete that particular section of it and we'll resubmit it in the town warrant again this year. So
I guess I would say I kind of agree as well. I mean, if it makes sense, again, based on the feedback that we're getting from the Agricultural Commission, I think we had a real productive meeting with that group last year. And if we may have overlooked a couple of things, or we feel, based on the feedback that you're giving us, Matt, that's the direction we should probably go in, I'm in full support of it. I don't consider myself the expert in that field. So if it's something that commission feels good about, then I'll stand behind it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I have no expertise, so I would defer. I defer.
Well, I agree with Rudy, if I may, in that with the best management practices now in there, I feel more comfortable with it. Frankly, it's going to be hard to meet some of those best management practices on some of these lots that are an acre or something. It's going to be hard to meet them with those larger species. But
at least it does give them the option, right? So that they, if they can meet those guidelines, then they can go ahead and do it, right?
Yep. Right. All right, so yeah, we'll do it that way, and we'll see how that goes. I also did, on the second page, I don't know if it's on the back, I did put a draft for explanation of changes on there, and under that I put the proposed amendment, because I figured that probably that was going to happen. The proposed amendment changes the term small-scale part-time to a more appropriate accessory use for better clarification. No changes to the actual ordinance will occur. So we'll just make it so that it's more well-defined.
Sounds good.
Okay. Good. Right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you to the Ag Commission for helping us out on that.
Thank you. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Thanks for hanging out all 2 hours.
Right. Thanks for hanging out. It's always interesting.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
You know, please tell the commission that we're very happy that they're taking such an active role in agriculture and making sure that people are doing it right.
Absolutely.
That's probably more help than you can imagine, and takes a lot of burden off everybody else if it's being self-policed, so to speak.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, going over the other ones, the first one I had in there, zoning amendment one, was in general provisions for section 2.02E1 by deleting that the lot is not adjacent or contiguous to other property in the same ownership, and renumbering the remaining four paragraphs. This is the one that I talked about before, that if you have a non-conforming use lot, you can basically do what you want to do on that lot, as long as you don't increase the non-conformance. However, there's one, what I feel is a very restrictive and unfair covenant in that, is that if you own two lots that are next to each other, they're making it so, or it currently makes it so that you can't use those two lots unless you do something to make them conforming. I did have a conversation. My interpretation is on that is that, okay, so if you sell the lot, then you can do whatever you want on those lots, as long as, you know, it's not going to make it more non-conforming. And I did ask some legal advice on that, and it basically came back that the interpretation probably should be made by the ZBA. However, the way that that's written is that it's putting a restriction based on ownership mm-hmm. of the property, not on the property itself, so that it basically, and it basically, you know, stuff is sold, sold in a number of times. So if it's sold, then it's no longer owned by contiguous, and it's it doesn't really matter. But to make it just so that it's perfectly clear, instead of having to go to court and find out that, yeah, no, this is not correct, we'll just take it right out and make it so that it's, to me, fair. Because right now, I think it's an unfair restriction on the ability for someone to use their property as intended.
I agree with that interpretation, Rudy. I mean, it's like
they're both lots of record.
It's like discriminatory. If I hold one in one LLC and then I hold the other in another LLC, then I can do it. Yeah. But if I hold them both, it's called commissaric. It doesn't. I absolutely agree with that.
So I put that in, and I also did an explanation of changes in that. It deletes the restriction on the use of existing non-conforming lots due only to the fact is next to another lot, conforming or non-conforming, owned by the same owner. It is felt that this is an undue and discriminatory restriction that no other existing non-conforming lot has. So, so that's that one. Anybody have any objections if we put that one out?
No.
Okay.
I'll agree with that.
Okay. The second one is more of a housekeeping item. It's just adding home services contractor to this section 5.02 table of use regulations. It's basically that was the only one that didn't pass, and it was like had the least effect on anything at all. And fortunately, town council was able to put a little note at the end of the table that home service contractor is subject to provisions of Article 5, Section 5.03. and 5.03D in the R and the mixed use district. So it's in there, and all this does is just puts it where it should be in the table to make it so that it's clear. Doesn't change anything, doesn't add any new use or anything like that. Any objections to putting that in? Okay. The other one was manufactured housing. That one didn't pass last year, and I think that was just definitely just because there was no explanation. what we were deleting was in any mobile home park where there will be more than 10 housing units confined in an area of less than 10 acres, one fire hydrant will be installed on each 10 housing units or fraction thereof.
We're just eliminating that part, right?
We're just eliminating that part. It's an unnecessary section, because Town of Canady has no fire hydrants, and...
Unless you want to put a plastic one there just for looks, you know?
Right, exactly. I have one in my barn, it doesn't work. And the current zoning ordinance does not currently allow for additional subdivisions referred to in this section, so we're not gonna have another manufactured home park, according to what zoning says. And also, the proposed amendment has been agreed upon by the fire chief, because I did check with Chief Young, and he had no problem with it. So, but what I'll do is actually have, again, we'll send out an explanation of changes this year, so that people understand what we're doing. And I know this is one Brian likes, because anytime I take something out, Brian always has a smile on his face, so...
Yeah. All about subtracting.
The next one actually is something that came through the land use office, but also through legal counsel. In the telecommunications and personal wireless service facilities, there's a section in there on administration enforcement. And the interesting part is that that's the only place that there is administration enforcement that the Board of Selectmen can enforce the ordinance. It somehow got put in the wrong spot. So it would be deleted from that section, and a zoning amendment 6 would take it and put it where it should be in Article 16, administration and enforcement, and add a new section 16.04E, violations and penalties, to read, it shall be the duty of the Board of Selectmen, and they are hereby given the power and authority to enforce the provisions of this ordinance. The selectmen may appoint an agent to enforce this ordinance. Basically, what this does is it kind of legalizes what's already being done, that the building inspector is the one that's being charged by the Board of Selectmen to do the Board of Selectmen's work in enforcing the ordinances. So, to me, it's just a matter of putting things in the right spot. So, again, doesn't change anything. It just puts
pretty straightforward. Puts the responsibility back in the person's hands who's supposed to be doing enforcement, right?
Correct. It puts it into our ordinances. I believe,
yep.
I don't know exactly, but I believe there's something in state law about zoning enforcement, but this codifies it in our regulations in the red spot.
Yep.
So those are the only ones that I had. I think the only other one that, well, I know we're gonna have some other things coming up, but we just talked about this tonight about the heavy motorized equipment thing, whether that should be somewhere in there. I don't know if we want to try to put something in this year or wait till next year or see how we want to do it. I think probably it's going to depend on what we get for interpretation on definition right now.
So you're going to contact legal on that one, right? You said?
Yeah. We'll figure out. Well, once we get the information from A1, to figure out what's considered trucks and what's considered heavy motorized equipment.
I mean, it is right off of exit 3, and also seems kind of, you know...
Well, it seems like an ideal spot to me, but...
Right, I agree.
But if we can get an interpretation, and plus they give us the actual pictures or whatever, description of what they're working on, and it falls within
it. What do they say, Pelham?
Yeah.
You could probably, even if you Googled, like, bucket lifts Pelham, New Hampshire, you probably could, you know.
Probably would show.
Well, I'm sure that most of the work's going to be done inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing, I was Googling, bucket truck repair, Pelham, New Hampshire, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes up. I think it might, I don't know, it could be CT equipment traders, but there's a couple others that come up too. And you know what? They probably have a relationship. I don't know how much, you know, Brian, you may already know how much repair work the guys like JCR and all of them already do on site. But, you know, there could be a business relationship between those guys.
Right.
And they know this is a much closer, they could have a much closer facility to really pick up some more business with those guys.
Yeah, because I think a lot of what they do after talking with Joe and Greg was they buy, whether they buy them from these companies or at auctions and refurbish them and then try to sell them back out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the traders, that makes sense.
All right. Anything else that anybody can think of? I know we talked about this before, that maybe next year we'll look at the sign ordinance. Because we do have a sign ordinance now, but it's pretty sparse.
The other thing was the one that Rob and I were working on.
Oh, yeah, Woodstock.
Woodstock clause,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, we'll work. I think we'll wait on that one until next year, too, then.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because we'll keep, I think keeping it down to 6 this year would be good, because I think we had 18 of them last year. That was a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Let's go easy on them for one year, right?
There was too much reading, I think, for them to do.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of stuff done, and we got a lot of stuff cleared up, but it was a lot. So. All right. Anything else from anybody? All right, so
I'm completely ready to play the role of Joyce Bedard, if you'd like.
I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
I second.
Judy was first.
Yes, I won.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
858, yes. Opposed? Okay.
Nay. Oh, come on. Can't we hang around longer?
The ayes have it. Thank you all again.
Thank you.
For a very productive
See
meeting.
You guys.